It's 6:40, the weekend. Yes, oh yes, it's upon us. And tonight, we're talking about how you can make the weekend even more perfect. Good weather with the perfect bottle of wine in our Wine of the Week. Joining us now live is syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg. Good to see you, sir.
Good to see you, Brennan.
What do we have in the way for those who want to kick off the weekend in an inexpensive way?
Well, you know, it's a perfect weekend. It's going to just be great.
It's going to be gorgeous.
It's going to be gorgeous, right? Mm-hmm. Perfect way to kick off a gorgeous weekend. Bubbles.
Okay.
And Brennan, I'm sorry, we're not talking beer. We're going to talk wine bubbles.
I drink all types of bubbles.
You love all God's children, I know. But this one, we're going to do non-vintage Lucien Albrecht Cremant d'Alsace Brut Rosé. Now, this is a sparkling Pinot Noir from the southern Alsace region of France. It just has a delightful nose. A sense of fresh strawberries and baked bread, but I love the flavors of red berry and a little strawberry carried across by delicate bubbles. It's got great acidity. It's a really versatile wine, so you can just open it, enjoy it. It's a great way to kick it off. Only $18.
Oh, that's nice. All right, so how about those of us who love Sauvignon Blancs?
Oh, I'm a big fan of tropical fruit-centric styled Sauvignon Blancs. And the 2011 Trione Sauvignon Blanc River Road Ranch. Now, this is from Russian River Valley region of Sonoma, California. It's got all the right notes for me. It's just the citrusy bouquet, grapefruit, lemon, tropical fruit just dominate the nose. And then I got these flavors of pineapple and pear. And again, more grapefruit right on top of a mineral-laden frame. Just a beautiful wine. And then you get these nice, crisp, fresh finish thanks to that abundant acidity. I think it'd be a winner with like grilled chicken or maybe a lime marinated grilled snapper. It'd be a lot of fun. $22.
Oh, and okay. The Pinot Noir people are saying, what about us?
Yeah, what about us? How about, you know, if you're looking for a nice Pinot Noir, the 2009 Joseph Drouin Vero Pinot Noir. Now, this is from the famed Burgundy region of France. And it's named for Veronique, the nickname Vero, Robert Drouin's daughter. She also heads up, by the way, the family's Oregon Pinot Noir operation. But her name means truth, true image in Latin. And I'll tell you, I love this. This is a truly beautiful Pinot Noir. Elegant, strawberry, raspberry, touches of red licorice, bright acidity, focused, refined. It's a beautiful bargain from Burgundy. That's a great alliteration. And it pairs perfectly well with, I think, grilled salmon, maybe some tuna. $19. It's a beautiful Pinot Noir from France for $19.
Love it. Okay, let's go over to Spain. Tell us about that one.
Hola. Crianza. Now, Crianza actually means a wine that's been aged at the winery. And this beautifully aged 2005 Bodegas Alejandro Fernandez El Vinculo Crianza La Mancha.
Say that three times fast.
It's a really long one. From Spain, aged for 12 restful months in oak. Beautiful, wonderful, spicy flavors of blackberry, black cherry, toasty oak on a medium frame. But it's the notes of cocoa and roasted coffee that just shine through on this beautiful finish. It's wonderfully versatile. I think you could have this with burgers, steaks, ribs. Beautiful wine, $23. It's already aged, ready to go. Let's have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it even more now. Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Check out all of his recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Weekend. As always, please do drink responsibly.